Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Good morning, church. And praise the good Lord. Yes, are there any first-time visitors here? Let me do a quick scan. No. Okay. But yes, let's appreciate our worship team once again for that wonderful session. Yeah, I thank God for the worship in this place. Yeah, I thank God for the worship in this place and the effort that goes behind the scenes. If you have been there to the studio, you know what they go through. And thank you so much, worship team. Hallelujah. Anyone with Jubilee testimonies yet? Anyone? Oh, you think that your testimony is not for Jubilee yet. When you think about Jubilee, you're waiting for that big thing. Yeah? So we want to thank God that we are in a season of Jubilee. And this, as I'm going to remind us, it came by a word of a dream. It came by a dream. It was confirmed before our very own eyes on Sunday in the church service. Last week on Sunday, I belabored to tell us how that confirmation came. I cataloged for us the process of why we are very excited and how we ended up being so sure that the word of it is a season of Jubilee is from heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Jubilee is 50. Like 50 years, it was celebrated in the 50th year. And being younger than that, I really wonder what 50 feels like. Because just the way I am right now in my body, and some things going wrong here and there, I'm like, 50 is such a big thing, Pastor. Hallelujah. So when I made 40, I don't know if you know the whole thing of 40. You've entered, when you make 40, you're on the fourth floor. People make a big deal of the 40th year or the 40th birthday. Personally, my friends, by the way, I also made a big deal of my husband's 40th. Also, my friends, that this is the time, like after a long time of not having parties, this is the time when because we make 40 round about the same, in the same year almost, yeah? So I remember attending so many celebrations of 40 years, so many. Now, very typical of Joanne, when I made 40, I saw it coming. I told Sam, I don't want that hula baloo of a big party. Maybe Sam wanted to really celebrate. We go about what we do. I do a big thing for you. Because, you know, you've eaten so many 40th birthdays. And in a sense, there was, I think, that thing of, should we do it? Should we not? Everyone. Because now you go and they're like, Rubani, we are making 40. Here today we are celebrating mine. Tomorrow it's going to be you. So I told Sam, I don't want that stuff. I don't want. So I remember that my 40th birthday, the children were having, it was end of term. We went somewhere. That is what I requested my husband to do. We went somewhere for lunch, sat, because he's trying to remember. We went somewhere for lunch, sat, had our lunch, and I went back home. My friends sent me their gifts. There was no party. But increasingly, as I think about this Jubilee celebration, I'm like, I think 50 is a good time to celebrate. I think 50, Pastor, Binobio Tugamba, we shall come, we shall bombard you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those are five decades, and you're not getting out of here without a single celebration. So we shall celebrate that. Glory to God. And put that on me, and we shall sort it out. Glory to God. So as I think about this Jubilee, I think it's really worth celebrating. A birthday, 50 years, it's worth celebrating, you know, because you're not sure if you're going to be 50 and you're going to make another 50 on earth. Those are things I'm thinking about. But for LIT, God is telling us that it is our season of jubilee. Whether you're making 50, whether you had your 40th, whether you are, God is clear with his message to us that he wants to bless all of us. This jubilee season is for all of LIT. Glory to God. Why? Because in Israel, again, when he proclaimed that, it meant that the whole of Israel, free, master, slave, like everyone, the land, the livestock, all of them experienced jubilee. Glory to God. So Ado, Christina, Buju, Raphael, I see Javi, all of you, this concerns all of you. You are all involved in the season of what? Of jubilee. And you know what, children? From jubilee, the word jubilee, we get the other word, jubilation. Glory to God. And if you know what jubilation means, it means what? Party after party. Hallelujah. Eden is laughing. Okay, they mean party after party, but it just really means a celebration. Glory to God. It means a celebration. I don't know for party after party, but it really just means celebrating. It means happiness. It means joy. You know, just imagine. I was just thinking about what the 50th year looked like in Israel at that time. I was like, did they always sing and dance? Did they meet as a community and eat? How did they make sure that this event is commemorated? So for us in LIT, what I did last week was to show us what it meant for Israel and what it means for LIT. And that list that I gave, there were only three things really, but it's by no means exhaustive because I am not God. Glory to God. So God has other ways. And I belabor to show us what it meant, some of the ways we can have jubilee in our lives. However, God knows the area in which you need jubilee. Hallelujah. And also to know that as a family, as families in LIT, as individuals, we are not the same. So there is no way, my jubilee is going to look like Mr. Balo's jubilee. Glory to God. But just by age and the things that we are involved in. And then again, there is no way my jubilee is going to look like, I'm looking for a child, Hannah's jubilee. Glory to God. Or even Robin. Hallelujah. Everyone, if God says that this is a season that is going to be celebrated, I want to bless LIT, and I've released you into this season of jubilee, that means that there is a way. There is something for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so one of the things we talked about, I'm just doing a small recap. So one of One of the things that happened during the jubilee season was supernatural abundance. When we go to Leviticus 25:21, it shows us that God actually was intentional on this, and he planned supernatural abundance for the next three years. He says, "Then I will command my blessing on you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth produce enough for 3 years." And you know, don't be shocked when your jubilee season goes on for 3 years. You know, because this is what God planned for the children of Israel. As I seated there, Esther whispered to me, and she's like, I think when someone testified about having their birthday in jubilee, Lydia, she said, Joan, some of us, our birthdays may come at the end of the year of jubilee in December. Then I realized that she's looking at the chronological years. But let me tell you, seasons are not really measured in years. Seasons are times for God. Amen? And he will decide when it starts and when it ends. And he's the one who tells you how many years it's going to be. Why? Because the Bible says, didn't God say that one day is like 1,000 years? Hallelujah. So this thing of thinking that Jubilee is going to end at the end of this year, who told you? Who told you that it was going to end at the end of this year? If he has told you that that is when yours ends, it's all right. But if he hasn't yet, do not what? So you might find that in LAT, you're going to have supernatural abundance for the next 3 years. Hallelujah. Supernatural what? Abundance for the next 3 years. And also, we talked about last time, it was a season of supernatural rest. We know that in Israel, God told them, your land will rest, your livestock will rest. The slaves, mudeye waka, as in, just return the land. If you took land that was not originally yours, return it. Everything was on rest. And that takes a supernatural, it's a supernatural thing for you to have that rest. And for us in LAT, I say that to me, this rest simply meant it's not rest from, because we are not an agricultural community where we go and dig. No one has a donkey. No one has a horse, but I hope one day I'll have a horse. Glory has chicken, but I don't know anyone that has goats. If you have goats here, if you are livestock, like, it is your main source of income and livelihood. We don't have so many of those. So we have coffee, fish. Yes, there are people who have fish. Oh, then there are people who have bees. But it's not like it's your main source of what? Of livelihood. But now, just imagine this. These guys didn't have computer jobs. They would wake up in the morning to go to their gardens. They would wake up in the morning to go and look after their sheep, their cattle, their livestock. And God said, now, you know what? We are going to reset that. So what does that mean for you who does not have livestock like that? What does it mean for you in LAT? What does that mean for your child? What does that mean for even Atamba there? Yeah, Atamba is the littlest right now that we have. So what does that mean? It means resting from that effort, eh? That comes from that hard labor. Because everything that we do, we realize, you realize that you have to put in a lot of effort. Yeah, but a time comes when now the things start to come easy. Probably you're a student and you'd have to read the text 4 times to get it. And now God is telling you that rest. For the next 3 years, you're going to just understand things so easily. Hallelujah. This is what it means. And I'm telling us because I realize that God, by the way, God is really, really serious about blessing the entire LAT. So even when I take time and say this for Harvey or for Manzi, it means that if he has been having problems in math, when God says it's a season of Jubilee, that means that reading things 4 times, putting up the flag, asking for help, he hasn't understood. That means that he is now going to pass with so much ease. Glory to God. He's going to understand. So you're going to experience ease where it was not originally. Hallelujah. You're going to experience ease in your business endeavors. You experience ease in ministry. You experience ease in your relationships and rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And for me, that I think the part of also rest in relationships is very key. Because, not marriage, because for me I'm resting. Hallelujah. I was born resting. Glory to God. But you know, in African families, we have relationships. You know, our relationships can be complicated. And we are not allowed to, the new word is that thing where they cut off parents. Eh? Like, in a way, your clan or the family where you come from, you're not allowed to completely cut people off for 3 years and maintain no contact. No, you can do it and it can be successful, but everyone will be talking about this because it's not the norm in our African setting. People will talk about you. People will, even when you say, okay, no contact, no what, people will talk about. Trust me, I've been through it. We are not like those other countries where there is no contact. People cut off their friend, their relatives, their parents. And even the parents are okay. In our setting here, in our setting, as long as you have that burial to attend, that strange burial, that wedding, that what, you meet someone who will say, but they'll look at you with tongue in cheek of, what are you doing? But now, it's possible that if you have such a relationship, that God is telling you, this is the time when I'm releasing an ease and grace for you for reconciliation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, when it comes, whether today we have marriage fellowship and it's starting at 3 being hosted by the Mujimbas. But if you have an issue in your marriage, and I'm going to tread carefully. If you have an issue in your marriage that has been long-standing and you've been working so hard on it, but really getting very little results. Let me tell you, this is the time when you can go before God and you say, God, I need rest. I need ease from working so hard on this matter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know, Abafumbo, they're not going to clap for me now because they're like, if we clap, then they'll think we have issues. But it is well. Glory to God. Glory. If you've been having issues in your communication, this is the time to serenade God. Everyone, you can go before God and you say, God, for me, I've been struggling with this matter for this long. Now, I want ease. I want jubilee. I want a break. It's okay to break in Geko for the next 3 years from this issue. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For those of you that do assessments of your marriage, you know that those areas that keep coming up, you say, okay, now, you know, I've been really working on this. So, then you go to do an assessment with your spouse, and still the same issue. It is the same issue from January to December, bully daily. And you start saying, but I'm changing, but I'm not seeing the change. But the other day I did this, and now you're like, I've exerted myself, and I feel I am done. I am done. So I want what? I want ease. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And on that note, let me testify. This morning I told my husband that, you know, I thank God that there is no toxicity between you and I. We are cruising nicely, hallelujah, with minimum effort, without that many debts, without sitting to talk. Everyone is what? Is cruising nicely and quietly, amen. Then Sam told me, but it takes a lot of work. I don't know if he meant the work he's putting in for us to cruise nicely, but for me, I was like, you know what? I don't want this bad vibes. Eh? Who doesn't want bad vibes here? I don't want bad vibes. Yeah, but there's a way in which, you know, bad vibes just make you. So, it's a time, if you have any of those things and you want a bigger testimony than mine, this is the time when you're married to say, you know what? God, let there be rest. Let there be ease. And then also, the season of Jubilee for the Israelites meant liberty. Liberty of the slaves. Slaves were told to return to their families. And Leviticus, again, 25:10 tells us that, and you shall consecrate the fifth year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a Jubilee for you. All right? For each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. And what am I reading? I think I keep, anyway. So it just shows, I'm trying to say that it meant that the people who are in bondage were actually set free. So it meant liberty for the Israelites, as it means liberty for us here. What does your liberty look like? You're going to think with me, what does liberty for me look like? Nobody wants to come and say, I'm in bondage over this matter. We usually do not say those things in public. But behind the closed doors, there is that thing that you know has held you captive. Okay? It could be a sin like lying, gossip. It could be you are in bondage to social media. It could be you're in bondage to a low self-esteem. That is just your bondage. It could be coveting. It could be any kind of liberty. It could even be financial. Hallelujah, amen. Yeah, in this church. You stopped tithing, kwegamba, for you to be equal. But God is telling us that there is what? There is liberty for you. And you'll start to tithe again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you have debt, thank God for that supernatural debt cancellation. I want to experience that. There is a time I canceled someone's debt and they experienced it. So even me, I now was telling God, now it is my what? It is my turn. Yeah? It is my what? My turn for supernatural debt cancellation. Hallelujah. But then that means that I have to have debt. So I'm like, God, okay. Then I remember there was a debt that I took some time back. But now, because I took it from more cash, I paid it. By the way, guys, I paid it and now we are at par with, so I don't need it. So, yes, so for you, it would mean, define what your liberty would look like. Define what your liberty would look like and talk to God about it. Then the last thing we talked about was restoration. Glory to God. People were restored to their families. Hallelujah. And again, I'm going to ask, what does restoration mean to you, LAT, on an individual level? Again, I had talked about reconciliation, that I talked about. Anything that you could have lost, anything that was taken away from you. If you're here and they passed you, they didn't give you the promotion that they were supposed to give you, or they passed you so many years over and over and over again, it is not a difficult thing for God to restore you in this season of Jubilee. Amen? Hallelujah. If you have ever lost, for some of us here, if you have a phone, and maybe you lost it, God can restore that phone back to you. It is as simple as that. So let's not complicate what? Let's not complicate things. It is as simple as that. Restoration of the things that were once yours, but were taken away from you. And let me tell you, and I'm going to emphasize something here, that it did not matter to God what was the cause of the loss. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whether it was yourself, whether it was a man of malicious intention, it doesn't matter to God. When he comes to restore, he doesn't put question marks. Hallelujah. He will restore as if it was never there before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So today, we are going to... And last week, we concluded with Hebrews 4:2. Please put it up. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they had did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. So last week, we concluded by encouraging ourselves with this, that the word that came from God must be mixed with faith for it to be profitable. Hallelujah. And so today I'm starting from there. And really, I have very few verses, and I was telling Mark that today we're going to talk about mixing faith with the word that we received so that it is profitable. Amen? So, you know, when it comes to mixing, just imagine, children, we've made cake before, or we've mixed butter before. If you have done it, put up your hand. If you've ever mixed cake, that cake mixture. You're not a child. I said children. Child of God. But now, over-spiritualizing things can land you in trouble. Yeah? So, there is, when we talk about mixing, or when I was doing the research about what this word meant, mix, well, they did not, being mixed with faith, that word mixed, I realized that actually, this is my research. It just means to blend, to mingle, to put into inseparable incorporation. And they gave us a picture of the mixing of the cake, yeah? That you get one thing, you start mixing it with different ingredients to make the cake. So imagine you have the flour or the ngano, okay? And you don't mix it with anything. What, is it going to be profitable to you? No, it's going to remain like that. But for that flour to be profitable, you're going to have to do some bit of mixing and blending. Okay? So it really means that when it comes to our faith, it is going to be like that blending of the blender, or when you use your hand to mix things. That is what it means to have our faith. You get your faith and mix it with the word of God. Amen? So what does really mixing entail? Mixing, if you look at it, it means when we are mixing things, imagine you're mixing or you're mingling posho. What do you need? You need effort. Not so. You need some effort. You need some exertion. Then you need to repeat movements. You need to repeat. You need to repeat those mixing what? Movements for you to have an inseparable incorporation. Not so. So what does it mean for our faith? We are going to have effort. We are going to be repetitive with our faith. And what does this mean? Number one, the mixing process for you, LAT. Now you receive the word from God that you're in a season of jubilee. So we are going to mix using our tongues. Hallelujah. We are going to get our tongues and we get that word and we are going to speak it. Glory to God. We are going to speak consistently about this. Hallelujah. In our families, along the way paths, we are going to speak about it. Not from the thing of, okay, optimism and what, but because God has said it. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4:13 tells us that, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written or what was spoken to us, we believe and therefore we speak. And also we and believe and therefore speak. I have changed it. But you understand what I'm saying. So you can put your name there and all your family's name there and say, you know what, God, I believe we're in a season of jubilee. Hallelujah. And you're going to go on and you speak what those things, what restoration means to you, liberty or the area that you want God to touch. You're going to speak it. Now, why do we have to speak the words? Why do we have to speak words? And let me just be honest with you. I'm not very good at speaking words of faith. I can be there and I think about things in my heart and I speak them in my heart, but they don't come out audibly. Yeah? But the other day, Sam told me, but Joan, faith is what? Voice activated. Not so. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So when you've heard the word, you're going to activate it with your words, your voice. When we're singing that, I thank God so much for that verse that we sang, Nsima. So I've come to you with my own words and I'm giving you what? I'm giving you thanks. For me, that touches me so much because then knowing that I can think about how God is in my heart so much and I thank him in my heart so much, but never really audible, yeah? But God wants us, let your speech be in line with his word, the word for the season. And while we say that, okay, we think about God in our hearts, netuchimali is inside the heart. Do you know how many words you speak in a day? When you sit down with someone, just the conversation, those are words, yeah? But meanwhile, you're here, you're saying you cannot actually speak to God because you don't want to speak to God. It's easier for you, now I'm talking to myself, it's easier for you to just think things in your heart and you're like, yeah, mukama, kusimi, it's easy for me to sing. But let me tell you, you have to, because if you don't speak what God has told you to speak, you're going to have conversations during the day, somehow, somewhere. For us, they say, women, how many words do we have? We have so many words. Even what I'm doing now, I still have a whole bank of words. But far be it from me that those words, I don't use some of the words in my bank to talk about jubilee. To talk about jubilee to myself and even people. Glory to God. So you're going to go into a time of confession. Hallelujah. You're going to confess the word. You know, because there's a time I was so much into the faith movement. What, like, I used to listen to those things a lot, Charles Capps, a lot, faith movement, yeah? Faith, getting your faith to work for you. Why is it not working? Get rid of your unbelief. Establish faith, take over. I was doing, like, there is a time when I was young in my salvation work, and I was doing those things a lot. But I don't know what happened towards, as I grew, something changed. But I'll tell you one thing for a fact, that we are not going to reinvent the wheel. Those things are biblical. Confessing the word of God is biblical. Amen? And so I'm not going to come here and say, but don't go hyper-word. No, I'm going to tell you, the Bible tells us to, as we believe, we should what? Speak. So you guys are going to speak. Amen? Men, you may not talk to us, but you speak the what? The word of God. Husbands, if you say, me, I don't have jazz, you go and jazz with God, his word on what? On Jubilee. Amen? And also, faith really means that, faith in God means that you trust his word. Not so. Don't come telling me or somebody, don't go telling somebody that you have faith in them when you don't trust their word. So when we speak the words that God wants us to speak, we are simply saying that, God, we actually have faith in this, in your word. Amen? So please make it a point to use your tongue for the right things during this period. Don't be near naysayers who say, eh, but for me, in the Jubilee, Nigerians, and no, don't be on those people. Yeah, just leave them. Then the second thing is meditate on this word. Meditate on it. Joshua 1:8. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. So you can even say that the word of the season shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to what is told to you. And then you will experience Jubilee. Amen? Amen? So you have meditation means you're going to think. You're going to think. There is a time I came, and I remember how, let me just sharing with you how meditating on the word helped me one day. So this day I was really struggling with something, a promise that God had given me. And I came to church, it was a Thursday, and we were worshiping. After worship, we started praying. I got a sermon that pastor had preached, which had encouraged me, and I put it in my what? In my ears. You guys are listening to that sermon for like the fourth time. But by the time I was done pacing around and praying in tongues and listening and meditating on the things pastor said, it's like as if I was hearing it for the first time. I left, and honestly, I knew. That time when I was feeling so low, I left. Nobody touched me. Nobody came and laid hands on me. Or I didn't. It was just listening over and over again, thinking, yeah, thinking on the word that you are given. So this is why, actually, meditation is very important, because you even if you say that you're not going to meditate, your mind is going to be thinking about something. So you could as well decide on what you're going to think about. Amen? If you say, like, okay, right now there is a war that is going on, and I know some people are meditating. I thank God that the Ayatollah is dead. That is what, after the service, I had that kabos. Benange, let's first leave the Ayatollah alone. Let the dead bury their what? Let the dead bury their dead. So when I walked in here, pastor's wife told me, I am glad that the Ayatollah is what? He's dead. And some of you are wondering, who is the Ayatollah? But the dead will bury their dead. Hey, Glory doesn't know. Oh, my God, Andrew doesn't know. You know. Andrew knows. Have you grown any of you? Ah, the guy was taken out, man. Did you see the thing coming for him? Anyway. So then I was telling pastor's wife that, man, I downloaded those measles because I was just seeing them. Sweet, just taking guys out. What it was. Then I told Sam, Sam, I need to send you what? Me now I'm coming to preach. But I'm like, I haven't seen, you know how the measles first isolates the target. Then it came up. I felt like, man, I was in the clouds watching. Then they took us somewhere where I think President Trump and his team were in a room. Also watch you guys. It was very, it was, Rubani. Then they showed, man, flight guys taking off. Then they show what? Then they say, like fireworks. It was like 4th of July in some places. See, things were just going off fire, man, in the what? In the air. I was like, wow. Wow. So even if now I say I don't want to meditate on the word of God, if you don't choose what to meditate on, you're going to have Ayatollah in your mind. You're going to have measles. You're going to have about those things. Yeah? You're going to think. So decide on what you're going to think on. And let me tell you, something that is of more importance is the season that you're in. Amen? So if you think long enough on those things, you're going to say, the barrel of oil now, you know, oil prices, fuel is going to go up. Because, I mean, those are things that I think about. I'm like, so how are we going to, how is this going to affect us here? Where do we get oil from? You know, Iran actually has 20% of the world's oil. You know, those are things that I'm thinking about. But, you know, even if you don't want to think about this, don't be like me this morning. Think on what God has told you to think on. Think on your season. Leave those things alone. Glory to God. Amen. Then the last thing is action, action, action. James 1:22-23 says, "But be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in the mirror, and when he turns away, he forgets what he looks like." That is how it ends. So we have to be doers of the word. Now, in Israel, God gave them specific instructions. He told them, if you have land, take it back. Land that doesn't belong to you, take it back. If you have a slave, release the slave. Okay? You realize that he gave them instructions according to what Jubilee was going to be like for them. In this period, God is going to give you instructions on what your Jubilee is going to be like. Please be a doer of that word. Amen? Don't be the one. If there was anyone in Israel at that time who still held back land, who still held back a slave, if there was anyone who was not reconciled to their families, I don't think God was happy with that. Okay? But now, for us here in LA, I'm telling us that the word that we are going to do is the word that God is going to instruct you on. Remember, we said that this Jubilee is personal. It was for LA, the whole of LA. And so if I have an issue and I've been telling God, "God, I need you to come through. I need Jubilee in this area. I need to rest. I need restoration. I need reconciliation. I need financial supernatural abundance." Now, if God tells you, give this amount of money, please go ahead and give. Glory to God. That is the instruction that you're going to be. She needs Jubilee. Rest, eh? Yes. So that is the instruction you're going to be a doer of. Glory to God. And for us, because we are not a homogeneous community like Israel, the instructions may differ, but they will not be against the word of God. The instructions will differ. What God is going to instruct Oria to do will be different from what he tells Grace Joy to do. Okay? So be a doer of that word. When you hear it, please obey. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. We thank God for babies. Yeah, I don't know what has upset her, because she was standing right there looking through the window. Then she started crying. So, but we thank God for babies. Amen. Yeah. So let us be a doer. Let us be doers of the instructions that God gives us. If God tells you for you to get reconciliation in this area, do this. Please go ahead and do it. We have preached obedience. If we are going to be partakers of this Jubilee season, we are going to have to continue to obey God in the things that He tells us to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that is the mixing process, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to use our tongues. We are going to meditate on the word of God. We are going to do what God tells us to do. And lastly, we are going to give thanks. We are going to give thanks. Don't wait for Christmas to give thanks for the year. I'll be people who wait for 31st to come here and give thanks for the season of Jubilee. That was, no. We are going to give thanks today, tomorrow, the next day, until even 31st will find us giving thanks for Jubilee. Amen? Hallelujah. So I hope we go and we action what we've talked about and any other thing that God leads you to do. Glory to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.